at the beginning of the book, which I alluded to earlier. You're 7 years old, you're looking out of the window, and you see this gorilla on your front porch firing into a bar that policemen used to frequent, and then your journey to be where you are now. And I guess the question is, have you been back to Cuba? Is there still that part of you inside that still longs to go home, or do you feel like you've moved on now? And help me understand.
You know, Cuba is my roots. That's my cultural roots. That's my family roots. I'm very proud of being Cuban born. I'm an American, first and foremost. That I have an affinity towards Cuba, of course, because that's home. You're giving me more credit probably that is deserved in that sense. I mean, I didn't plan any of this. These things just were things that came in my way, and I had to walk some, and the other ones I chose to walk. But it is not that unique. I will tell you, I have a very good friend of mine. I will not mention his name because I can't, but agency guy, that's how he retired from the agency, senior grade. But he was in the Bay of Pigs as a 17-year-old. He turned 18 in a Cuban jail. When Kennedy extricated them through the trade of tractors and medicines, he joined the Green Berets, and he went to Vietnam, and he had tours in Vietnam. Then he came back, and he went to Georgetown, got his degree, and then joined the agency and had a fantastic career and retired at SIS something. So organizations like the agency have a lot of Rick Prados. We will never have a shortage of warriors. We could do better in leadership, but we'll never have a shortage of people that are willing to go in harm's way. And that was the fascinating thing for me in working with the CIA, was that if I looked right or left, I saw people that I admired, some junior to me, some senior to me, some of my peers, but were people that I was extremely, extremely proud to be part of. And again, that's why I'm writing the book, because I want the average American to see what a real CIA operation looks like. Not Jason Bourne, not James Bond, as many books of his as I read. That's not what we do. I'm still waiting for my Austin Martin. We don't. He was a Scot, right? And so,
come to the Spy Museum. We have one in the lobby.
I know. I might drive it off. but it was that trajectory that being seeing the amount of talent and conviction and patriotism that all my peers display day in and day out was humbling. Very rewarding career.
I think that's one of the things that, in a humble way, I'm trying to do with the podcast, is to humanize intelligence professionals. You know, they're regular folks in some senses, but extraordinary folks in other senses. That's one of the humble goals I have for the podcast, just to try to get these stories out there.
And I truly appreciate your time on this and your effort on this, because it's very important to me. You know, when my grandson was born and I was starting to read, I said, I don't want him to learn about the agency from the movies. So it's great. Well, the next time that we talk, I will tell you my Scottish story when I went to MI6. That's exactly what happened. The Scot guy that was my counterpart taught me how to drink single malt scotch and was just getting into cigars, and I taught him about cigars. So why not do it again with another good Scot?
Let's do it. Thanks so much for your time, Rick. It's been really a pleasure to speak to you. I've enjoyed it very much, and I really loved your book, and I hope it does gangbusters and everybody hears about your incredible story.
Look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Spycast. Go to our webpage where you can find links to further resources, detailed show notes, and full transcripts. We have over 500 episodes in our back catalogue for you to explore. Please follow the show on Twitter at INTL Spycast and share your favourite quotes and insights, or start a conversation. If you have any additional feedback, please email us at spycast@spymuseum.org. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Hammond, and you can connect with me on LinkedIn or follow me on Twitter at Spy Historian. This show is brought to you from the home of the world's preeminent collection of intelligence and espionage-related artifacts, the International Spy Museum. The SpyCast team includes Mike Mincy and Memphis Vaughn III. See you for next week's show.
Thank you.
Thank you.